So, it's been a while, and I have so much to say, but you gotta do it in baby steps here. So, I'm going to address this first, and this is for all the compatibility, relationship, matching, you know, all those people looking for answers and understanding to those things. It's not scientific, of course, but it's my understanding and my application and my witnessing that I kind of believe that this is a lot of truth, if not all truth, to this. But anyways, so everybody says, oh, is this sun sign compatible with this sun sign? And you know what, maybe, I don't know, it could be, could not be. But what people don't realize is there are more attributes to a person other than their sun sign. Sun sign is literally what's shining at you, what you see, basically. We can go through and really go through the fact that there's like inner planets, outer planets, but that's not the point of this. There is also elements, you know, what make up, you know, parts and characteristics of a person, as well as, of course, there's duality, stuff like that. But where I'm going with this conversation is elements and how they could be even more useful in understanding compatibility, where it's almost not even really, like, it's touched on, but not even applied as much as it should, and it gives a lot of interesting understandings to things. So, basically, there's, you know, four elements: earth, fire, water, and air. Most people kind of know what they are, but it can go off your sun sign, as well as if you get a little deeper, does natal astrology, we tend to see the pattern of the most influential or least influential element throughout the whole chart as a whole. So, I mean, it can kind of change a little bit, but for sake of argument, we'll just do off your sun sign. So, real fast, if you don't know, Aries is fire. You have Taurus, earth; Gemini, air; Cancer, water; Leo, fire; Virgo, earth; Libra, air; Scorpio, water; Sagittarius, fire; Capricorn, earth; Aquarius is air; and Pisces is water. Okay, so let's see how that goes there. So when we say that, that tends to mean, like, not only in the personality, but just the things about them. Fire is, it's action, you know, it's going to be kinetic, things like that. Water, emotion, kind of flows. Air, mind, it's like, you know, in your heart. You know, in your mind, in the air up there in the clouds. And earth, you're grounding. It's, you know, and I just use those words loosely, but they really do resonate with each of those elements. So, going off of that, let's see. Fire sign and earth sign decide they want to see if they're compatible. Well, fire signs are kinetic. We are triggered, being that, just look at a fire sign like a match. A match can't light itself. You have to light the match. Fire signs need to be triggered, or they need a muse, or, you know. But once they're going, they're going. Thing is, what happens? You blow the match out. Fire's out. Once it's solved or understood or it happened, keep it moving. That tends to be that free-spirited fire sign. Like, okay, I'm done. doesn't take long to get them going, then stops, you know. With fire, it can feel harsh and stuff at the time, or blunt or brutal, but it's not going to last long, you know. Fire is also, it's also kind of like, it can be really mutable. Like, it's where it's kind of like, because it's not reacted like on itself, more so it can see both sides, because it's like, hey, I ain't got nothing to do with this, I can see everything. So it's going to be a little bit more mutable, some of them, not all. But it's definitely kinetic, your action, you know. If fire sign is on cue, or should I say, you'll feel. Okay. Next, we'll say earth. Earth is your grounding. Earth and fire, to me, are necessary for each other. Necessary for, you know, their compatibility, as well as in just overall being like parents, kids, anything. Because earth is going to be your grounding, your foundation, your kind of almost like a comfort a little bit. But they absorb, you know, i.e. earth absorbs everything, rain, water, everything like that. But the thing with earth is unable to, like, I would say, produce its own effect, like, i.e. like lightning, or, you know. But on the strength, because normally with earth is a build up, they build up a lot of people's problems, energies and stuff like that. Kind of, they keep holding it in and holding it in and holding it in and holding it in, as well as their own self-perfection and stuff like that. But earth is earth is just like earth is. It is going to be unexpected. You have no idea when Mother Earth is going to erupt her volcanoes. You have no idea when Mother Earth is going to, you know, have her lightning strike and her earthquake or anything like that. It is just how she is. That is pretty much the same concept with earth signs. You don't know. And you know what I'm saying? Those lightning strikes keep hitting earth over and over and over again. And she just absorbs it. She just takes the anger. She takes the anger from the water, you know. It just keeps raining. She just, you know, and she contains it all. And then one day she's just tired. And she erupts. And what fire does for her is fire allows her to express. So you tend to see a lot of muses for fire signs, as earth signs, as well as like their grounding, their anchor, you know. They work really well together. Then, do we want to go into air and water? So, we're gonna